Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. It's a mystery. Lower Falls resident launches new book series by Alan Spatrick. Chris Mirabile of Newton Lower Falls has completed his debut mystery novel, The Washashore. The book introduces readers to Silas Lopez, a former Southwest rancher who has become Provincetown's new police chief. The novel unfolds as a fish-out-of-water story, following a rooted Westerner experiencing Provincetown and the East Coast with fresh eyes. Police Chief Lopez relies on intuition and a personal code of ethics. Mirabile describes him as a hero who contrasts with more methodical protagonists, one who relies on what feels right rather than calculated analysis. When the story opens, Silas has just arrived in P-Town with his cattle dog, Bandit. He soon meets, and begins to fall in love with, Wren Bradford, an art photographer, social worker, and Boston Brahmin. The novel makes full use of its setting, blending descriptions of the iconic Cape landscape with depictions of Provincetown's diverse culture, including Portuguese Americans, the LGBTQ+ community, and local fishermen. Raised in northwestern Connecticut, Mirabile moved to Newton more than 30 years ago. His ties to the city run deep. His wife, Liz, is the fourth generation of her family to live in their Lower Falls home, built by her great-grandfather. Reflecting on his own upbringing, Mirabile said, "My mom ran the town library, and for me, books were friends." Before turning to fiction during COVID, Mirabile built a varied career in law, business, and investing. He describes that period as a dark time, and things got very partisan, very political, and very divided. I started to imagine creating books that were not only a refuge for people, but are centered around someone who was flawed but incredibly decent, a modern-day hero who could restore people's faith in society. Mirabile was deliberate in developing his planned series. He completed the second book before marketing the first, signaling to readers that The Washashore is the beginning of a larger narrative. The published novel will feature a prominent one on its spine to designate it as the series' first installment. The Washashore will be released on April 7th. To celebrate, Mirabile will host a launch event at Wellesley Books at 7 p.m. that evening. The program will include a short reading, an interview moderated by Lori Witt, an audience Q&A, and a book signing. A follow-up event is scheduled for May 14th at the Bookstore of Needham. That's all for today's Fig City News Podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.